Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they made solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
Traditionally, financial planning advice is either only for those who are already wealthy or salespeople calling themselves financial advisors who say they'll give you free financial advice but really just sell products to earn commissions. Fearless Finance takes a dramatic departure from either of those traditional models. Their entire business is built on making financial advice accessible and affordable because we know that financial literacy, stress reduction, and financial security are critical to overall well-being. I'm a little bit obsessed with Elizabeth, our Fearless Finance advisor. I've had an array of advisors in the past who answered questions like, should we be spending less on this, with evasive answers like, it depends on your priorities. Not Elizabeth. She answers with actually helpful guidelines. You're spending more than the average family of five, or I'd like to see this increase by 6%. Thank you. This is Fearless Finance's mission, to make advice affordable and accessible. You meet with your planner virtually and they charge you by the hour. You only pay for the time you use down to a quarter hour. Their planners meet with you where you are on your financial journey, no judgment. Visit fearlessfinance.com today. You can chat with a planner for free to make sure it's a good fit, and you'll get $50 off your first planning meeting when you use the code PANTSUIT. That's fearlessfinance.com and use code PANTSUIT for $50 off your first planning meeting. Sally Yates testified, President Trump fired James Comey.
We're struggling with nuance, but we're going to do our best.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
Today, Beth?
I don't know. It's like there's such a dearth of topics out there.
And I did good prep on the How Trump Gets Fired article I told everybody we were going to talk about. We had such good feedback, and he just goes and ruins everything.
I mean, we're going to have to put off the dairy farm topic again. I'm sorry, everyone, but there's just too much going on. You know, when I said no shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance, I thought, should we modify our opener today?
Yeah, I'm probably going to shout. I'm going to shout. We're struggling. There'll be shouting. Yeah, there'll be some shouting.
Do you want to start with Sally Yates? Just start at the moment in time and kind of work our way through this week?
Sure. So Sally Yates and Jake Tapper testified before...
Jim Clapper.
Oh, yeah. Let's start again.
But Jake Tapper did something awesome today. Can I interrupt you for a second and tell you what it is? Jake Tapper, the anchor at CNN, retweeted Mike Huckabee, who was trying to slam CNN by calling it the Cardiac Care Network. Because they overreact to everything President Trump does. Oh, and Jake Tapper tweeted, jokes are hard, acronyms are harder. And I thought it was amazing.
Oh, that's funny. So now I've forgotten his name again.
Jim Clapper.
Jim Clapper. Thank you. They testify. I really appreciated his no-nonsense style. But Sally Yates did an amazing job, too. She really stuck it to Ted Cruz a couple times. But I didn't feel like it. Did you feel like that testimony had any real bombshell moments?
Well, not bombshell, but I think what is remarkable, if you step back and put together all the information that we've learned this week. So we learned that Sally Yates personally walked herself up to the office of the White House counsel to say Michael Flynn has been compromised. And so if you haven't been following this, she notified White House counsel that she had seen evidence that Michael Flynn had in fact spoken with Russian officials and had lied to the Trump team about it. And that every time
Someone from the Trump team went on television and repeated this lie. The intensity of the compromise was heightened because if she knew he was lying, so did Russia. And so he could be blackmailed for that. And you don't want your NSA head being blackmailed by the Russians, right? And so it took 18 days from the time she first notified the White House to the firing of Michael Flynn, which is remarkable. It's also remarkable to have learned
not why they fired him. Important to know.
Right, right. Allegedly so. And then we also learned that President Obama urged President Trump not to ever hire Michael Flynn. That he said he had grave concerns about that. Now, I don't know about you. Whatever I thought of Barack Obama if I were Donald Trump, I cannot imagine the sitting president of the United States saying to me, trust me, not that guy, and thinking, nah, I'm going with that guy.
I mean, you and I can't imagine that because our brains function in a seemingly normal way, not driven solely and completely by impulse. So, yeah.
So apparently Trump's sense of loyalty to Michael Flynn because of Flynn traveling around the country chanting lock her up with him overrode everything else that he was learning for some period of time. So I thought that was pretty remarkable. I also think before we move on to sort of the bigger news of the week, I have to say that I am really frustrated. I understand that Republicans don't like leaking and want to know how things are leaking. Fine. Have a different hearing.
Seriously.
State your goal for each hearing and just get to it and then have another hearing about your other goal. But putting those things together and the attempt to smear Sally Yates, Sean Spicer referring to her as a political opponent, that's garbage. That is unworthy of the press secretary. It's unworthy of our process for our senators.
It's arguably attack on the rule
of law. It's horrible.
I mean, yes. It's arguably attack on the rule of law.
It's terrible. So I thought she was impressive, and I loved that she said, we need to pay more attention to this. We need to educate the public. We probably need to put some people in jail, but we can't prosecute our way out of this problem, and we need to understand that. I was really impressed with her at this hearing.
So if I give the ultimate benefit of the doubt, and that Trump is motivated purely by loyalty with regards to Michael Flynn, and that you read over and over again that Donald Trump is loyalty is his most important sort of motivating factor, particularly with regards to his staff, when is he going to feel any loyalty to the American people? When is he going to not barricade himself away from any opposing opinions or opposing viewpoints or protesters or criticism? Because do you have any loyalty to the people you are elected to serve is what I'm really starting to wonder. Or is the loyalty only to yourself? Sorry, I went straight there. I didn't even wait for James Comey.
No, I mean, I think that's where we're going.
Yeah.
What's the guiding philosophy here? What are the principles of this administration? So we have that testimony. We have subpoenas go out to associates of Michael Flynn and now to Michael Flynn himself for business records in connection with the investigation of Russia's interference with our election and who knows what else.
So I want to stop just a second to distinguish, because the subpoenas from his associates came from the, I think it's the Eastern District of Virginia's Attorney General. Is that right? Somewhere in there? Am I close?
I think that's right.
And the subpoenas for Michael Flynn himself, which just happened as we're recording, came from the Senate, which is most people are saying is sort of an escalation in the aggressiveness of which the Senate is taking forward this investigation.
Well, hey, good job, Senate.
Good job. Thanks for joining the party.
So we learned yesterday that President Trump fired James Comey. It is hard to know where to start with this. It really is, because I can't think of anything more shattering to whatever bit of public confidence in our institutions was left.
Well, should we tackle what they said first? or and then sort of unpack from there, because what they said is almost completely detached from reality.
Sure. Let's start with the complete fabrication, I think, surrounding his firing.
And you said that, not me. You said that.
I did.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
You know how you learn to really appreciate how good your products are? Leave town and get stuck with whatever shampoo is in the hotel. I take Pros and their custom hair products for granted, y'all. Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. From millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely yours or mine. I never found beauty products that really understood my needs. But ever since I switched to custom hair and skin routine with Pros, I've noticed so many benefits. My thin hair is moisturized but not weighed down, and my waves have never looked better. And Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/pantsuit. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/pantsuit. That's PROSE.com/pantsuit.
In previous episodes, I have outed myself as a bed-making fanatic. I am very serious about my bed being an oasis, a gift to Chad and me as we crawl into it at the end of a long day. So I want to return to how much I love my Boll & Branch sheets. With Boll & Branch sheets, you can discover a new level of softness. The sheets are made from 100% organic cotton in a buttery, breathable weave that truly gets softer every time you wash them. And you know that I like to do that once a week, so my Boll & Branch are rapidly aging like a fine wine. The sheets look great. I have them in a beautiful slate color. They stay put, so making my bed is quick and easy. They are a bestseller for a reason. The signature sheets feel incredible on night one. They are loved by millions of sleepers, and they come with a 30-night worry-free guarantee. Sleep better at night with the softest sheets from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code PANTSUIT at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code PANTSUIT. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There are three pieces of paper that happened, right?
There are three pieces of paper that happened. Eloquently stated, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you. Thank you. So there is a piece of paper for Donald Trump, which contains a completely bizarre clause that says what, Beth?
While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau.
Okay. So then there is a piece of paper from Jeff Sessions calling for or recommending that Comey be removed from the FBI. And then there is a memo entitled Restoring Public Confidence in the FBI from Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, which is a very eloquent, very well laid out case against the mistakes James Comey made during the Clinton email investigation. However, important to note, he never actually says his recommendation is to remove James Comey from the FBI. So they take this little package of documents. I don't know how many was in the special manila folder he sent with his private bodyguard to deliver to James Comey, who wasn't there, but who found out he'd been fired from television. Oh, my God. But this is their little package of documents. And they decide to take this package of documents with that truly bizarre clause and argue that he is firing James Comey now because of his mishandling of Hillary Clinton's email investigation.
What? I would like to point out that Rod Rosenstein had been in his seat for 14 days when this occurred.
That tracks. That's good.
14
They days. Also have, you know, there was no process. There was no, would you like to resign? There was clearly no edit to the letter so somebody could say, hey, let's take this out and not mention that we're not being investigated so as to not scream like a siren that that's the real reason we're concerned about this. Then,
or to open up the possibility of James Comey testifying to the opposite effect.
Right?
Because if I'm a sitting United States senator and I have an opportunity to question James Comey now, I'm going to be holding that letter up.
Right.
I'm probably going to have it on an easel.
Right. Big, like blown up, like a poster board situation.
Correct.
Right. So they decide... My favoriteest part of this whole thing is we didn't expect this to be such a political bombshell, y'all. We thought the Democrats would be psyched about this, even though they did call some Democrats and Chuck Schumer was like, this is a disaster. You're making a huge mistake.
So I think that the thing to say here, I don't know what the thing to say.
Well,
here
and
is,
let's not forget the weird. So they say this. They send their surrogates out to make this point when, of course, when Sean Spicer is not literally hiding behind bushes and making them turn the lights off. Y'all, we'll put the link to this article about Sean Spicer's behavior in the show notes. And Melissa McCartney is hosting SNL and he's hiding in the bushes.
I think that was a present for her.
Yeah, was that just like a gift to all of us in the midst of this craziness? So then they send out other surrogates. Who start saying things like, well, I just think this investigation, it's run its course and we just need to move on. Why are we talking about this?
I have to interject that if I hear them use the line waste of taxpayer dollars again, I'm going to lose my mind. Don't talk about taxpayer dollars while you are going to Mar-a-Lago every weekend. Just don't do it.
I can't. I just can't.
Also, so Sean Spicer was not in the briefing room today because he is doing his reserve duty. And I do want to say,
that's
Sean
nice.
Spicer, I appreciate your service.
That's nice.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders took the podium. This is Mike Huckabee's daughter.
Of course.
She was even more bizarre than Sean Spicer, which is saying something. She said that James Comey's atrocities led to this.
Atrocities?
Atrocity.
Does she know what that word means?
I hope that she does not. I really got the feeling, and in a way, I could try to feel sorry for her, but you know what? In this situation, you need to like saddle up because you know what's coming in that briefing room. She was clearly just like making things up as she went along. And this thing about atrocities, like, first of all, your boss has praised those acts that are now atrocities on numerous occasions. President Trump could not congratulate James Comey enough when he announced that he was reopening the investigation.
He literally blew him a kiss at one point. Recently, I think in January, since he's been elected, he blew the man a kiss. Where are we? What are we doing?
Secondly, as problematic as James Comey's behavior was at that time, it is not an atrocity. It is not even clearly, in my estimation, a fireable offense. Now, the president can fire anybody he wants to at any time. That is true. He has that right. I think it's a little scary to fire James Comey for that event. Like, I wondered several times, what is Hillary Clinton going to do? Mm-hmm. Because it's such a rare thing to fire an FBI director. Mm-hmm. And that was, as I said at the time, an unusual situation. Thank goodness. I hope we don't have more unusual situations like that. But I have a feeling. I have a feeling that unusual was only just beginning. You know, that was an unbelievably hard circumstance and a terrible judgment call. And I really appreciated his testimony last week when he said it made him mildly nauseous to think about that having the potential to influence the outcome. And one of our listeners said on Twitter, I think it was Margaret, and I think she might not be wrong, that that mildly nauseous comment may have been the thing that set him off, that set President Trump off.
Well, let me say something before I move on to the point about the mildly nauseous. I just want to say that there is what they said, there is the way they handled it, and then there is also the reporting that, you know, is just rampant with reports that it was exactly the Russia investigation. Politico reported that he had grown enraged by the Russia investigation. He was frustrated by his inability to control the mushrooming narrative around Russia. He kept asking why it wouldn't disappear. I mean, because you're not king. We've been over this. And, oh my gosh, the stuff about Roger Stone, who was being mentioned frequently in the investigation and encouraged Donald Trump to fire James Comey. And he's like, tweeting obnoxious things. So just everything afterwards made everything before awful. And everything before was already pretty terrible. But I think one of the best things I heard was on NPR, and I can't remember the name of the correspondent, but she said, I wonder if the most important moment was March 20th when James Comey said he had no evidence to support Trump's wiretapping claims about Obama. And we have that audio.
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets. And we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. The department has no information that supports those tweets.
And she said this, and I think it's so true. She said, how do you move forward when your FBI director is directly contradicting the account of your president? And I thought, oof, that's a good point. Like, I think I will not go as far to say that I think there is some dramatic smoking gun that Donald Trump is trying to cover up. There might be. I'm not going to speak to that. But I do think that he was very angry that James Comey wouldn't fall in line. And why am I still getting negative press from the FBI? What do I have to do to stop this negative press from the FBI and for them to stop making me look foolish or like I've done something wrong? And for some reason, he took the most impulsive and worst possible approach to trying to solve that problem by pouring accelerant on this problem. But whatever.
This is going to sound gravely insulting to the president, and I'm sorry about that. The trouble that I have with the March 20th theory is that that was a long time ago in our president's way of dealing with things.
It's so true.
And the fact that you have a brand new deputy attorney general whose first project was to write a memo about restoring public confidence in the FBI, none of this adds up.
No.
It sounds to me like a day or two before James Comey was fired, Trump had had enough. Probably ask a few people how that would even work, right? How do you get this done? And they come up with the idea of dealing with Jeff Sessions, who can't write the memo himself because he's recused from the Russia situation.
Which is, you know, amazing.
And so the new guy gets to handle it. I mean, it's bad.
it's really so bad.
And look, on Russia, let me say this. My gut instinct is that Russia's interference with our election and whatever knowledge of or involvement with the Trump team had in that is a lot more than about half the country thinks it's going to be, and a whole lot less than about half the country thinks it's going to be. Mm-hmm. I do not think we're ever going to get a clear, coherent story on how that all went down, because I think it is probably not as nefarious as it seems, and I think it's also not nothing.
Yeah.
So you can hold in your mind a whole bunch of contradictory things right now and still come to the conclusion that firing James Comey at this moment in time was a horrible decision for multiple reasons.
And I love Jeff Flake's tweet, the representative from Arizona, who was like, I've spent hours trying to find a reason that this timing makes sense, and I cannot find one. And he's right.
He's right. And I am so glad that there are some Republicans speaking the truth about that, because the moment when I really lost my mind today was I turned on Meet the Press Daily in the car on the way home, and Richard Shelby, the senator from Alabama, is basically having a revival with himself, telling us all that this should have happened on day one, and he's glad it's happened now, and the public can now trust the FBI again. James Comey should never have gotten himself involved in politics. And I thought, how stupid do you think we are?
Do we want to talk about Mitch McConnell's response?
We're finally at my favorite time of year. Spring is here. Summer is just around the corner. We're getting our summer essentials ready. Our sunscreen, our emotional support water bottles, our steamy beach reads. But maybe you would prefer your steamy earbuds. This year, there is a new kind of essential right at your fingertips. Enemies to love. Chance encounters, a slow burn. Friends that become more. Whatever your favorite romantic trope, Dipsy has a spicy audio story just for you. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short and spicy audio stories that bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. You can discover stories about second chance romances and adventurous vacation flings. That's my favorite. Hot and heavy hookups. It can be as heavy or as light as you want it to be. This is what I love about Dipsy. It is a modern approach to romance through high-quality, captivating audio fiction that you can listen to in the privacy of your own headphones. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/pantsuit. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsestories.com/pantsuit. That's dipsystories.com/pantsuit.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they made solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
We can. We can. Are you referring to how Mitch McConnell basically said there will be a special prosecutor over his dead body?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said that.
I don't have any, like, he doesn't even surprise me. The depths of his cravenness, I'm not surprised by how deep they go.
I'm so disgusted, and I hate not being able to find, you know, because I get email all the time from everybody that I'm wrong, right? And a lot of the email that I get is that I purport to be a representative of the conservative perspective, and then I'm not defensive enough of conservatives. And then, of course, everyone else is like, you're way too defensive of conservatives. So I'm struggling. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I'm struggling. And I can only speak from the place that is true for me. And where I am right now is that I am disgusted that anybody is thinking about 2018 in connection with how to respond to this event. I'm disgusted by it. I'm disgusted by the idea that Republicans won't appoint a special prosecutor because it is guaranteed to extend this into the 2018 election cycle. Guess what? It is going to be in that cycle no matter what.
Yeah, seriously.
It is not going to be done by 2018. The public is not going to have forgotten about this by 2018. And how dare you put at risk whatever is happening with Russia. I think the people who work at the FBI deserve so much better than this. To have their boss fired in this way at this time. Katie Turr tweeted today, and I just have to read this. This was something a former senior intelligence official told an NBC journalist. The way this was done, I think it was done to send a message to the FBI agents left behind. It's not just that they removed him, it's that they did it in the most thuggish and humiliating way possible.
Mm.
No notice, no nothing. Instant execution. The bodyguard delivers the letter to headquarters. I think this was designed to send a message. Cut this shit out or this will happen to you. This Jeez. Is like the horse head in the bed.
Oh, God, that's so awful.
But like, and it makes me so angry because I think that Mitch McConnell saying what he said today is like the person backing up the person who left the horse head in the bed. And I can't stand it.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, I wouldn't generally describe FBI agents as an easily intimidated group. So I think people dedicate their lives to the FBI because they believe in the rule of law. And I think that the idea that you got rid of James Comey and all of your problems are going to go away inside the FBI is incredibly foolhardy. You know, we didn't have time to talk about how Trump could get fired, the New Yorker article, but I just have to read this part because honestly, it's still relevant to this situation. In particular, because the article tackles the 25th Amendment and challenges under that and also impeachment. And the Evan Osnos makes the argument that impeachment is really about popularity. It's really not about high crimes and misdemeanors. It's about losing the support of your party. And he says, the history of besieged presidencies is, in the end, a history of hubris, of blindness to one's faults, of deafness to the warnings, of seclusion from uncomfortable realities. The secret of power is not that it corrupts. That is well known. What is never said, Robert Carroll writes in Masters of the Senate about Lyndon Johnson, is that power reveals. Trump, after a lifetime in a family business with no public obligations and no board of directors to please, has found himself abruptly exposed to evaluation, and his reactions have been volcanic. Like, this is only going to get worse. He is who he is. This is not fire creating steel. This is just all revelation. And he, you know, one of the things, and I think I retweeted it that I read, is like he had not been anywhere but one small, like he's kind of shut himself off since the 100 days thing. He's not going anywhere. He's not having meetings. He's not leaving the White House. He's just holed up there fretting and doing big, crazy things because he's mad. Now, I hope that those big, crazy things don't get anybody killed, but I'm concerned about that.
And listen, we're not saying this from a place of hatred for Donald Trump,
Mm-mm.
which is something that you know, will come back to us from this.
I mean, I love James Comey. It's not like he's my favorite person.
I had a conversation today about some very positive things happening economically, likely as a result of the Trump presidency. I can make space for the idea that not everything Donald Trump does is wrong, and that some of the things Donald Trump does will help some Americans. Okay, so I'm not trying to paint him with such a broad brush, but whatever you think about him from a policy perspective, from a personnel perspective, and that is a side note that I want to mention here. Normally, I would be beating the drum of, look, the FBI is bigger than James Comey. Our institutions will work this out. Let's just remain calm. I have a fear about that for two reasons. One, because I do think this was meant as the horse head in the bed. And I agree with you that people at the FBI aren't going to be intimidated easily, but their jobs can be made much harder. And this can go on much longer than it needs to. The second thing is, we do not have a fully operational executive branch right now because Donald Trump has not appointed people to all the posts that he needs to appoint them to.
Right. Right. It's so true. I mean, again, the heat is not going to forge. The heat is going to melt him. I feel strongly about that. I think this is just another indication. It's just, you know, it's such an amateur hour and it would be entertaining if the stakes weren't so high. But I don't think anybody knows what they're doing over there.
And that's the thing. So let's say that Trump is doing some great things economically. Let's just accept for the sake of argument that Trump is doing some great things economically, that the Russia investigation is going to amount to nothing in terms of what the Trump team knew and did. Let's just accept those things. This is still not okay.
Yeah.
You still cannot fire someone who is actively investigating you. This is awful. And I hope that we can all just level set at that place that he should not have done this.
Yeah. Because it's not like we don't have a long history of presidents have been investigated and there have been investigations and we try to keep politics out of it because otherwise, you're just burning it all to the ground, and we'd like something less standing after you're gone.
Exactly. So can we talk about what we think should be done from here?
Yes.
I really agree with Senator Whitehouse that a 9/11 style independent commission is the right path versus a special prosecutor. And here's why. I think we are living at a moment in our nation's history right now where we are incapable of trusting any one person's motives. And I think a special prosecutor would come in, would be very disruptive to the Senate committee, which I do think should continue its work, would be nearly impossible to get done through the White House. You know, Congress on its own can get the commission up and running. And I also think that we need people who have a good amount of public trust from a variety of political backgrounds coming together in a bipartisan cooperative. Basically, I've already had my career. I'm not trying to build my career through this endeavor way. This is the first time in my life where I'm like, where's everybody over 70? Let's get them in a room. Let's get them on this. But I really do feel that way. And I mean, I would include President Obama in that. I would include George W. Bush. You know, George, put down the paints.
He's not doing it. Oh, hell no.
Mm-mm. Well, that's the thing. Nobody's going to want to touch this. But I think when you're talking about the integrity of our voting process, the integrity of the people currently occupying our White House, the integrity of the intelligence community, it is going to be incredibly difficult for 2017 America to have confidence in any investigation of those matters. And so can we find sort of our elders to come together and ferret this out?
I mean, I don't really care what happens as long as it has independent in front of it and he has no influence over it. That's all I care about. I don't care if it's a prosecutor or a committee or I don't, just as long as it's independent, then that sounds great.
It would scare me to have one person in that independent role, though.
Yeah, because I don't have fond memories of Kenneth Starr. Let's put it that way.
No, that was really bad for the country.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. An independent prosecutor probably feels not successful if there's no prosecution.
Mm.
And that might be the result here. It may be, as Sally Yates kind of reminded us, something that we can't prosecute our way out of.
Yeah.
You know, but we just have to learn from it. I don't know how it will end up, but that's the point. You should get in a room, a group of people who don't know how it will end up and don't really have a stake in that other than getting to the truth and getting to the truth in a way that can be conveyed to the American people.
Mm, from your lips to God's ears. So before we wrap up, we have been conducting our membership drive and it's been amazing. We passed the $1,000 mark. We're on the way to our goal. And as we shared last week, at the $15 level, everybody gets a bonus episode of Pantsu Politics. And this month, the bonus episode is going to be Drunk Pantsu Politics. Beth, are you excited?
I'm excited. And I just want to tell you that this episode is probably a good preview of that, but it was not the drunk
sober.
Episode.
I'm just drunk on righteous fury. That's
right.
All I'm drunk on.
I am angry today, and that doesn't happen to me
very
regularly.
I am enjoying it because I feel like it's well-placed, and I feel less alone. So anyway, if you want to support Pantsu Politics Membership Drive, it really helps us, guys. The show takes a lot of work and a lot of time, and the support of our community allows us to expand and offer additional content to everybody, but especially to our supporters. So go to patreon.com/PantsuitPolitics, or you can click on our website at become a supporter at pantsuitpoliticsshow.com.
We've talked before about how I get uncomfortable about money and this whole situation, but then I started thinking about how, you know, we're putting out sometimes 15 to 20 hours of content a month. And like, I would spend some money to go see a movie that's 2 hours.
Right.
And so I'm hopeful that what we do is valuable to you in that way. Because we really do want to keep doing it, and we really do feel that it's important. We got the most amazing iTunes review. I don't know from the name what this person's name is to say thank you properly, but the person said that we're like for people who enjoy politics but hate cable news, which was such a nice, succinct way of describing what we're trying to do here. So thank you for that review, and thank you for all of your support. It really does mean a lot to us.
And that's a good segue to say, if you haven't left us a rating or review on iTunes, it helps other people find the show. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter at Pantsu Politic, or on Instagram, Pantsu Politics. We have an email list where you get special list of things that Beth and I are reading this week, articles that we find interesting. And if you subscribe on our website, you get the audiobook of all the international pantsu primers, which are no longer on the feed because they are now archived for our supporters on Patreon. So there you go. That's all our ask for this week. We're all just going to try to survive until next week in this crazy, crazy world. And until then, keep it nuanced, y'all.